You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. It's Ben Formella Fight Week. We're in the bubble. It's been a while since me and Frank Smith have actually done an interview. Welcome to IFL TV.
Thank you. Shall I do the jingle? It used to be IFL London, didn't it? I remember I watched about the other day when I looked about 12... even more spots than I've got now, and an even worse haircut than I've got now. That feels like, what was that, 10 years ago?
More or less.
Mental, the day in the life of Eddie Hearn. Mad times.
You know when you cracked it?
When they make you do the jingle. You're watching iFilm London.
There we go, Frank's one of the old school iFilm Londoners. Frank, before we get on to Ben Formella, obviously huge, huge news last night. Broke that Canelo, Saul Alvarez, will take on our very own Callum Smith, December 19th, venue to be confirmed. Can I ask what kind of time this deal was done? Because I spoke to Eddie in the afternoon, asked him, he was very vague about the whole situation, but as I understand, this was done pretty close to that 11 o'clock announcement from Canelo.
Normally there's no secrets between you two, is there? Like, you know everything, and you get the first exclusive, don't you? So, yeah, it was very late in the day. It's obviously Canelo's show. He posted earlier in the day that he was announcing a fight later, or announcing some news later. So, yeah, it was very, very tight to the deadline. But it's exciting and a huge opportunity for Callum Smith as well.
We were kind of umming and ahhing, but I suppose when we knew there was going to be an announcement, I suppose Callum Smith was always the front runner. As far as you were concerned, were there other opponents that were considered that could have taken the nod ahead of Callum Smith?
Possibly. I think there was a number of options that Canelo was looking at as well. So as I say, when he announced that he was announcing something at X time, everyone was looking at it like, right, what's he done? What's he agreed? Because we, as you know, as Eddie didn't bring it up, we hadn't agreed anything at that point. So yeah, I think it's there was lots of opportunities for him. I know he's looking at like Caleb Plant as someone to fight as well, a number of different names. Everyone's throwing their name in the hat, of course they would, to fight Canelo. It's the biggest opportunity out there, isn't it? So yeah, I think he had a number of options, but it's great to get that fight on, a huge fight for the 168 pound division and for boxing. A great way to end the year.
So after Canelo's situation regarding Golden Boy and DAZN, within literally 2 or 3 weeks, he's back on DAZN, obviously working alongside Matchroom. So a little bit of a turnaround in that respect.
Yeah, I mean, I can't obviously talk on behalf of what happened between DAZN, Canelo, Golden Boy. You know, we weren't a party to that. But, you know, it's a big move for DAZN as well, obviously, to get him back on the platform. They worked with him for the three fights in Fielding, Jacobs and then Kovalev. So, you know, they wanted to, I'm sure, they always wanted to continue working with him. So it's great for them as well to have him back on board. And, you know, they've worked closely with Canelo, and exciting to have the fight on.
Now, originally, DAZN's plan, I don't know how much of this has changed, was obviously meant to launch with the fight between Luke Campbell and Ryan Garcia on the 5th of December. That's not obviously taking place. So am I right in thinking this is their debut launch show in the UK? I know they're obviously going to various other territories around the world, but just for the UK fans, this is more than likely going to be DAZN's opening show in the UK.
I think probably, you know, they've got, I think they've set a launch date for the global platform. You know, obviously they've got their Joshua Pulev fight on there, excluding the UK and Ireland, which is obviously with Sky. So I don't really know the exact detail yet. I'm not sure. You know, things have happened very quickly with Campbell Garcia being postponed. So we'll see what happens. But they're still doing Joshua Pulev, as I say, on the global platform, excluding UK and Ireland. So that will go out everywhere. So that will probably be the launch, not globally, but the launch of that platform, essentially.
Yeah, okay. So, but as in regards to, these are probably not really questions for you, but their plan, obviously, they announced was to make it $199 as a start off for the month. So, effectively, am I right in thinking for $199 in some parts of the world, you're going to get Smith Canelo and Joshua Pulev?
Yeah, so for example, if you're in Poland, or if you're in Bulgaria, or if you're in Spain. Oh, I could list quite a few countries. I'm not going to, because I'm not sure we've got all day. But yeah, you'll get that on the platform. So, exciting.
Absolutely, but even $199 to watch in the UK, Canelo and Callum Smith is extremely good value for money.
Yeah, no, it's very good. They obviously, a lot of people were quite shocked by that when they did it, when they originally announced it, and I think they'd look, it's local currency basically, so it's effectively that in all the various markets. So yeah, it's a, I mean, the first people to really do that in all the markets, you know, you look, take away from just the UK, but they're the first people that you go to and say, right, Joshua Pulev, for example, is available. It's quite easy to sell that way, isn't it? Joshua Pulev is available on Sky Sports box office and DAZN in the rest of the world. It's quite easy to push people that way.
Huge opportunity for Callum Smith. It's been a guess who game this whole year, pretty much. Variety of different fighters, obviously quite notably Billy Joe Saunders was very close to landing the fight in May, but Callum Smith has been linked with Canelo also during the year, so for him to get that opportunity and see exactly what Callum Smith's made of is going to be a big test for him.
Yeah, it's a huge fight for Callum Smith. He's obviously the much bigger man, isn't he? But, you know, as you mentioned there, we had Billy Joe Saunders. That was done, that deal, and then obviously fell through due to COVID. But it's a great mix, isn't it? And there's some huge fights. Callum Smith's got the opportunity to go out there and, you know, really shock the world, essentially, because everyone knows of Canelo, and I think we'll make Canelo the favourite in this fight, but it's Callum's opportunity to go out there and shock everyone, just like he did in the World Boxing Super Series as well. You know, he wasn't favourite going into that, but he ended up becoming the winner, and he's got that opportunity here as well to carry on.
And also, the little sub-story to this is Hearn and Gallagher working towards the same goal. I'm not saying they'll be working together as such, but working towards the same goal to get the win for Callum.
Best of friends, aren't they? I think that'll be an interesting first meet, won't it, between the two of them. Coogan will be there at Heathrow Airport as they're flying out together. Be an exclusive.
And also, a mention to Sean O'Toole and Paul Reddy for their company as well. That's involved in an advisory role towards Callum Smith, so I'm sure they were obviously involved in these negotiations as well.
Yeah, second to none. Congrats on the launch as well of that, guys. And what a first week. I'm not sure anyone's ever had a launch week like they have. So it's a pretty impressive start. Normally launching on Friday the 13th would be unlucky, but they seem to have pulled it out of the bag somehow. So congrats.
Yes, absolutely. We're in the bubble, as we mentioned, which we're quite getting used to here at Wembley. You've been here every week as well, Frank. Ben Formella, obviously...
Couple like a name.
Ben Formella. Not Ben V. Formella. Ben Formella. Sorry.
Tough fight for Conor Ben, but also on the card, Fabio Wardley gets a test against Richard Laty. Obviously, Alan Babbage and Tom Little. And there's been a couple of changes to the the other undercard fights as well.
Yeah, so huge show, as you mentioned. This is a huge step up for Conor Benn, obviously. Formella, who's only lost, was against Sean Porter yeah. In his last fight in the US. So it's a whole huge leap, isn't it, when you think about it for Conor Benn. But, you know, everyone's saying, Tony Sims in the gym, saying he's been looking fantastic. And that's going to be really looking forward to this fight. Conor Benn, you know, we wanted to get him back out for quite a while. And he's I think he's spent this time away and off really growing and developing. You know, he's only young, so learning so much. And yeah, you got Wardley, Larty, great fight. I watched back Larty when he fought Daniel Dubois, and they just went at it, I think, in the third round or something like that. And literally, he's a tough cookie. Yeah, don't know where that come from. Richard Larty, and I think he's going to give Wardley a good fight. You know, it's early on in Fabio's career as well, so that's good. You and I just saw Tom Little, who is looking like a brand new person, and I want to go on whatever plan he's been on, because he looks in unbelievable shape. But another step up for Alan Babich, you know, just fighting just a month after his last one, just over a month after his last fight, so that's going to be entertaining. And then we just announced Ben Ridings is on the card. He was supposed to box in the Ultimate Boxer, so looking forward to that one as well. And I've got one other, but I'm staring at you and my head's completely gone.
Sean Cairns' fight.
Cairns for the English title.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good card, good strong card. Looking forward to it. Some big heavyweight fights. And, yeah, Conor Benn, this is really a step-out occasion, I'd say.
Definitely. So, we've got this show. We have the Saunders-Murray card, which is on the 4th of December. And, obviously, the last show here in the UK for you guys will be Joshua Pulev. A couple of fights announced for that recent as well. Fury Wack and Pacoli and Kuzman. And then Smith and Canelo. So a very strong end to the year, Frank.
Yeah, great end to the year. I'm really looking forward to Saunders Murray. Got some big announcements for the undercard there coming as well. Got a few fights to release on that show. December 12th, as you mentioned, the main event. Joshua returns after a year out the ring. It's going to be exciting. You've got, as you mentioned there, Fury against Wack. Good fight for Fury, and a big win. If he can topple the big Marius Wack, he's a big old lump, isn't he? And then Pacoli Kuzman, which has been a fight we've been, you know, trying to get done for a while. Obviously, it was supposed to be on the August 22nd show when Dillian White boxed. Kuzman had to pull out, but yeah, good to get that one back on. Another couple of fights to be added to that show as well. Already announced to Coley Glowacki as well for the WBO. World title. And then, yeah, as you mentioned, after that we go out to the US and a few other shows to end the year. We've got another one we're just working on, which will be announced soon as well. So it's, you know, when you think of the year we've been through, or everyone's been through, I feel like coming back with Fight Camp and just working from there, it's been, you know, it's been non-stop. And I think we've had some great nights, and we've managed to sort of salvage what has been a tough year for not just the world but for boxing as well.
Indeed. Are we close to confirming a date for Dillian White's rematch with Alexander Povetkin?
Yeah, working through that currently. I think when it comes to just the start of next year, I think it's important to look at how we come out the back of this lockdown as well, because things are constantly changing, constantly evolving. So, you know, I think we'll see what happens there, and then we can look at venue opportunities, etc., and where we go with things. But yeah, that's definitely the aim. Povetkin's back, getting back on the mend, and that's definitely the aim to get done towards the end of January.
Just finally, any updates on when Luke Campbell will have his fight with Ryan Garcia?
I just spoke to Luke Campbell. He's back training, back feeling good. We're waiting for some news from Golden Boy, who are the promoters of that event, who are working closely with DAZN. So as soon as we got some news on that, we will inform everybody. But that's another great fight, and a huge night for Luke Campbell.
Okay, Frank Smith, have you got anything else you'd like to add before we finish?
It's good to be back in the bubble with you, Coogan. How nice is this compared to the Holiday Inn on Brentwood?
Shout out the Holiday Inn, though. It was a good fight camp.
Shout out the Holiday Inn, because the cricket was fun. But it's different gravy here, isn't it? Let's be honest. I think everyone's quite enjoying it. Just, we've got games room, cinema rooms, just the endless fun, to be honest. Coogan's barely doing any interviews. He's just here for a little jolly, I think.
Vodka on tap?
No, No vodka, unfortunately.
That was a joke.
Yeah, that is a joke, unfortunately. Unless he's brought some with him, which is very potentially possible, and because he's been spending a lot of time in his room just drinking vodka. So if you see any loose videos of Coogan, that's just him alone in his room drinking a bottle of Smirnoff.
We've upgraded to absolute. Yes. Frank Smith, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Best of luck with this week's show, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks, Coog. See you later in the week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.